This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal, speaking of our native state, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, the stone that holds the bridge together. We're speaking of the closing hours of both campaigns. Mr. Trump repeating his emphasis from the first term for the second term, drill, baby, drill, et cetera, exaggerated developer talk. And Ms. Harris surprisingly speaking negatively, which is not textbook closing campaign. Now we turn to J.D. Vance, who is a discovery for me. I know he as an author. He writes very well. He's also very well educated. And he comes from a part of Ohio that's Rust Belt. I did not know his mother, Beverly Akins. I'd heard stories about how he'd grown up with his grandparents back and forth who are in Kentucky. But I didn't know about her life story. And Selena, you've written of Beverly Akins, and she's been on the campaign trail for some time. What I see is a dynamo. Was she always like this, or did J.D. Vance transform her in some fashion by taking her with him on the campaign trail? What is she really like?
No, that's what she's really like. She is this, JD looks just like his mom. You know, those piercing blue eyes you saw at the debate? Those are his mom's eyes. She is tiny, and she makes up for that in her larger than life personality. And, she really had, and she's very open about her struggles with her addiction, which began with her work as a nurse. And she had a really bad headache one day. She took something to get rid of it, and the prescription from work, and soon went home and was able to clean the whole house. And she's like, wow, I really like how this feels. And the addiction just descended from there. She was eventually fired from her job as a nurse, a profession that she worked so hard to accomplish. And between that and her relationship with her children, it broke her. But as she says in the story, it didn't break me enough to stop. It took a while for her to get there. And when she did, she hasn't looked back. She will hit her 10-year anniversary of being sober in the second or third week of January.
Yes, there's a photograph that accompanies your story in the Washington Examiner, 1989, with the vice presidential candidate in her lap. So he looks about 4 or 5. I can't tell. Maybe older.
Yeah.
And Beverly Akins, that's her second married name. The first would have been Vance. Beverly Akins is cheerful and bubbly, yeah, and everything you'd want in a co-ed picture from the 1970s. And so the addiction changed her dramatically. I'd always heard the story as much more tragic than it now appears. It feels like Beverly had the strength to come out of her problems all the time.
She did, but I don't know that she had the belief that she could, and more importantly, I don't think that she wanted to, and she's very candid about that. And as any addict will tell you, then you hit rock bottom, and rock bottom happened the night before her birthday, January 19th, 2015, and she's never looked back from that moment, and, you know, so... I encourage people to read the story. It's really detailed and full of the kind of story you want to hear and feel and experience about redemption and getting your life back. A life she obviously threw away for a very long time, but on her own with help for the 12-step program, she brought herself back. And, you know, you can see the resilience and joy in her. By the way, she is so funny. I wish that people would get to know her because she's pretty hysterical. She was standing beside the Speaker of the House at the inauguration, and she introduced herself and said, "So what do you do?" And he says, "Well, I'm the Speaker of the House. And she said, oh, this sounds like a pretty important job. So she had no idea about anything in American politics. And it was a little bit refreshing and fun to go through that journey with her.
And Hillbilly Elegy was published after she joined this 12-step program and stopped drinking. Is that correct? He waited for a year or so?
Well, you know, he was writing it. He, you know, as J.D. tells in the story, I also interviewed him for the story. He never knew if, you know, she had tried several times to get sober, and it would last only so long. And then, you know, she would relapse. And so for her to, when he was writing it, he said, I had no idea if this would stay. So, but, you know, he wrote it and, you know, it seemed to me in our conversation that it wasn't that hard for her to read because she understood what she had been.
A detail here, and this is a sort of a media question, which I don't do much of. Why? I discovered Beverly Akins thanks to your column. But I read everything. I see everything, and I hadn't seen it before. Is that on purpose? Did they skip this amazing story when they were covering J.D. Vance's origins?
I think so. There hasn't been much interest in interviewing her. To me, in where I live in Appalachia, Pennsylvania, the addiction is something that has hit every family. There isn't a family that hasn't been a problem. So it's a very relatable problem, whether a person that's addicted has failed, has had successes, or sadly has passed. So I'm not quite sure why there has been a lack of media attention in having a conversation with her.
And so it's not John reading the Financial Times and not paying attention to Pennsylvania. It really hasn't been there, which is why the fun discovery. J.D. Vance is a senator from Ohio, you understand, and Beverly Akins is from Ohio. This is the middle of the country, and everything is important there, every detail, because of the election and afterwards. Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal, hours before the election, and there'll be plenty of time afterwards when we have a result, whatever day that is, to look at what happened. But one of the strange things that Selina's helped me understand is the absence of a closing message from the Democrats and the discovery that the vice presidential candidate has a mom who's a superb, superb person, just wonderfully funny. Selina Zito, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.